Confucius. Confucius was born in 551 BC in a time of tyranny and chaos in China. As a result of this instability, society began to break down. Confucius observed that people were becoming more and more immoral and saw it as his duty to reinforce the old ideas of compassion and self-discipline in the troubled society of which he was a part. One of Confucius's most famous teachings is known in English as the Golden Rule. What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. According to Confucius, if rulers acted in this way, they would be charitable and kind toward their subjects, and the common people would be good to each other. Confucius practiced his own ideals during his lifetime and remained open to teaching anyone, regardless of class or social background. This is how he came to earn affectionate titles such as the Great Sage and First Teacher. His method was often not one of preaching, but rather one in which students would be encouraged to arrive at great truths through their own reasoning. Confucius believed that for society to function, there must be a hierarchy in place. He deemed filial piety to be crucial in fulfilling these roles. That means a son must honor his parents, a young person must honor his elders, and the population must honor the emperor, who in turn will rule them with wisdom and kindness. This filial piety, however, was not to be abused and exploited for personal gain. In Confucius's words, "The mind of the superior man is conversant with righteousness. The mind of the mean man is conversant with gain." To put it another way, the righteous person will heed his role in society and perform his duties well, while the inferior person will think only of his own personal benefit. It was important to challenge those who were behaving poorly, even if they were higher up in the social hierarchy. In short, Confucius saw human civilization as a kind of puzzle, one in which peace would prevail if the puzzle pieces were in their proper place.